Kendall, if you would just do us the pleasure of briefly recapping the story from the 6 a.m. news about the guy catching a rape charge.
Yeah, a guy and man in Georgia is accused of crawling into a woman's bed and trying to have sex with her. This woman was his son's girlfriend.
Oh.
And the man, the dad, says he was sleepwalking, but he's been charged with rape.
And I'm thinking, okay, as a kid, I'd sleepwalk, but I'd get up, I'd bump into something, I'd wake up immediately. Mike, much deeper sleeper, he wakes up, flips up his couch cushions, urinates all over his IKEA sofa. Some people were getting tweets in at JSS 98 Rock. Becky says, in the early 2000s, my brother woke up standing in the front yard in his underwear. He only woke up because he heard the laughter of girls pointing towards him. Fast forward to this year. Had he done that, he catches a sex offender charge. Someone else says, my sibling sleepwalks, eats out of the refrigerator. Couldn't figure out why he was gaining weight for the longest time.
Yeah.
That's deep sleep, man.
Because you're eating at night and you're like, what the hell?
What the hell? I work out all day long and I'm packing on the LBs because, you know, Sleepy Stew just can't keep his hands out of the leftover spaghetti. So I want to talk to you. How deep do you sleepwalk? I mean, Josh, you don't walk, but Lord knows you will, you'll talk.
Piece of
whoa.
Oh, I sing like a canary in my sleep.
Any other people coming in here? I don't care. Ready, Dad?
I don't care.
You're all going to die by my hand.
In terms of the sex, excuse me, I apologize. Me and my girlfriend both woke up having sex with each other, but saying someone else's name.
Oh, no.
Sleep sex definitely happens. Another sex one says, I've never slept walk to a separate room to smash, but my wife and I have definitely woken up to foreplay occurring that turns into smashing on several occasions.
Damn. All right, let's go to the phone, see who's been holding for a second. Dave. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think with this story, there would need to be some sort of history of sleepwalking,
yeah,
right? This guy can't all of a sudden just claim sleepwalking, having
first
never
time
done
ever,
it. Yeah, yeah, right.
And you crawl in and you're getting handsy with a young girl. No, you better have a long history of changing your oil or replacing a sink or, you know, canceling Xfinity to get Fios or something. Let's talk to Dave Odenton. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, what up?
All right. Hey, yeah, so as a teenager, I used to sleepwalk a lot, and the worst one was I wake up in the morning, and my mom coming in and screaming, just yelling at me, like, you're in so much trouble, and come to find out, I had no clue what was going on. I got up in the middle of the night while she was still on the couch reading her Bible.
Ooh.
And just started swearing at her for like a 5 minutes straight, just cursed her out. No clue. I was like 13.
Damn. Now, was this some sort of like deep-seated resentment you had towards your, you know, maybe disciplinarian religious mother or something? Was she a sweetheart to you? Where did this anger come from, you think?
I don't know, man. I mean, she's a nice lady, and I know if my dad wasn't working a night shift, he probably would just got up and just popped me one right in the face. But
beat that ass. God.
Damn. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Let's talk to Alan in Rosedale. Alan, good morning. Talking about, do you sleepwalk?
Actually, it's my wife. So when we, early on in our relationship, we were in bed one night. She gets up out of bed, walks to the desk across the room, picks the chair up, turns around, walks to the foot of the bed, sets the chair back at the foot of the bed, gets back in bed. Next morning, gets up. She's like, why is the chair there? I'm like, I don't know. You got up and moved it. And then my daughter, who's 11, also sleepwalks. And we'll be sitting out in the living room watching TV after they've gone, our kids have gone to bed. She'll get up, walk out, ask us some weird question that doesn't make any sense. Eyes are open, lights are not on. You just look at her and go, you're asleep, honey. Go back to bed. She'll turn around and walk back.
Right eyes
back
open?
To her room, go back to sleep.
Well, that's a good question.
Eyes open.
I guess when you're sleepwalking, are your eyes open or closed? That's a good question.
I figure your eyes are closed, but maybe they're open, like he says.
Well, how else do you see where you're going?
Good point. Or you're just going via some sort of sonar. I have no idea. That's super weird, though, especially if you're the person that doesn't sleepwalk, and you wake up, and there they are, just moving around the room like a Paranormal Activity film, like Toby's going into
the first couple of times, it's got to be
like, oh, I got to leave this bitch.
Scary as hell. And
it's
then
so
after
horrifying.
A while, you're like, oh,
that's her. She's making another BLT at 3 in the morning. Ryan, Middle River, good morning.
Hey, Justin, Scott, Spiegel, good morning.
Hello.
Ron Garbage Man checking
Ron
in.
Ron Garbage Man.
What's up, Ron Garbage Man?
He came out to High Tops last night. Shout out.
Big ass biceps.
Okay, the whole sleepwalking thing, I actually just did it this morning. I don't know why, but anytime from like 1 to 2 a.m., I wake up getting this random craving for the Simply Lemonade. You guys ever drink that?
Oh, yeah, I love Simply Lemonade.
Yeah, I always drink that, and then I just pass on the couch. My girlfriend wakes up and is like, what the F are you doing? Get back to bed. And she gets so mad.
Oh, my God. You see, hey, Mike makes his own Simply Lemonade from his body directly into his dog's water bowl. So it's disgusting, Mike, and you should definitely wear a diaper while you sleep. Oh, this one's a little scary. Let's talk to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
So I'm a professional firefighter, have a partner, sleepwalks, went on a call one time. Found on the way to a call, came up on an accident, got out of the unit, went up, found a woman inside the overturned car. About a minute or two later, my partner walks up. I was like, where were you? He's like, I think I was sleepwalking.
So, he sleptwalked through a firefighter's emergency call?
Yeah.
What?
Couple shifts ago, we went on another call, got in the unit, got out. At the end of the call, we got canceled. He said that he had been sleepwalking the whole time again.
I don't know him. You need to let him go. I just don't trust him. That guy's got an axe. That guy's going to plant that axe in some guy's chest thinking he's knocking down a door. Yeah, yeah. But, hey, thank you for your service, sir.